Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you can watch the talk as well on Civic Media's YouTube channel, also at Maggie Dawn Show on Twitter, Insta, Facebook. And if you want to see my professional side, you can check me out on LinkedIn. You can find me there, Margaret Dawn. You know what my mom calls me when I'm deep in deep doo-doo. I have got a very, very special guest, former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn. He was there on January 6th. He is here today in Wisconsin, first in Milwaukee this morning, secondly in Madison this afternoon, talking about the literal whitewashing of January 6th, the lies that are being told on repeat over and over again, as if this was some sort of peaceful, patriotic love-in. It wasn't. Police officers were attacked. Some have died. Harry was there. We now have a Supreme Court candidate in the form of Judge Brad Schimel, who can't seem to find the words to condemn people who violently attack police officers, who himself is engaging in the whitewashing of January 6th, who throws around words like lawfare, prosecuting people and investigating people who have committed crimes is not lawfare. And crimes were committed on January 6th, Harry. What I wanted to ask you, which I think is so important for us moving forward, I heard so many times, as you did, during the period leading up to this past November's election, from conservatives and liberals alike, that what Donald Trump was saying was rhetoric. This is just puffery. This is him pounding his chest. He's not really going to do this. I don't really need to read Project 2025 because he's not, oh, there's guardrails. Everything that he said that we thought was, quote, or that some claimed was rhetoric, is becoming reality. Whether it's an enemies list, retribution, trying to assume the powers of a dictator on day one, all of those things are in action. What do you say, Harry, to people who continue to, I don't know, drink the Kool-Aid on it's rhetoric, not reality?
Well, first of all, I don't have a message for them. Mm. My message, I mean, screw them. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
You know, my message is to the people who had apathy this election that said,
the 6 million who sat home.
I'm going to sit this one out. The people that are shocked now that he's doing what he said he was going to do. I got called the minute that Donald Trump signed that pardon. My phone was blowing up reporters. Yes. What's your reaction? And I got really frustrated by them asking me that question because it's the same thing I've been saying for 4 years. This isn't something new. This isn't a new event, a new unfolding in the Donald Trump saga. He said he was going to do this. My outrage, obviously, yes, towards Donald Trump, but towards the people who are shocked. How are you shocked? If you're shocked, you weren't paying attention. You didn't do your research. Those are the people that I'm trying to talk to now. Those are the people that you reach. Sitting out this election is one of the most irresponsible things that anybody could have done. And, you know, everybody says, every election, we always say, oh, this is the most
important. Yeah.
But this couldn't be, that couldn't be more true. I mean, like you mentioned Project 2025. Every executive order that he has done now.
Written by Project 2025, yes.
And that's not my opinion. That's, you literally go look, read Project 25 and then read that. It's the exact same thing, and it's problematic.
Problematic to say the least. One of the things that I have become exhausted by is what I'm going to call NIMBY metastasized. Because I am white, upper middle class, a man, hetero, in a marriage, none of my kids, I don't think, are LGBTQIA. I don't know any immigrants, except it doesn't affect me, so I don't need to care and screw everybody who might fall into one of those categories. What do you say to people who think this doesn't touch me because I voted for Trump? I'm not any one of these different groups of people.
Well, not even just them. I'm glad that you mentioned that because there's so many people on the Democratic side that are saying, you know what? You know what? They voted for this. I'm going to sit. Whatever. Good luck. I can't have that mentality. There are so many people who did not vote for this that are going to be affected. Here in Wisconsin, there are people in Pennsylvania, all these swing states that he ended up winning, or the states that he won, those blue dots in red states. I know there's so many of y'all. They didn't vote for this, so do they not deserve fighters that are going to continue to fight for them? They deserve it. So it's so important that you can't have this, well, you know what? You get what you voted for. 70-plus million people did not vote for this, and millions of people are going to be affected who did not want this. And
including conservatives and those who did vote for them. I think people are fooling themselves when they sit back and say, I'm upper middle class white male. I don't fit any of these cats. I don't got nothing to worry about. Yes, you do. He is coming for you too. It is not an if, it is a but when.
Isn't one of the most satisfying things at times saying, I told you so?
Hell like, yes, it is.
If, you got a, if you're in a relationship, like your significant other, you know, your husband, your wife, girlfriend.
And
I told you so is so satisfying. I'm not looking for an I told you so moment. This is real people's lives that are at stake right now. And we have to stay vigilant. We have to stay on message. Not even message. We have to push back against their lies, their rhetoric, and show them rhetoric versus reality. Show them their rhetoric is not reality.
Yes. Folks, that is former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn joining me, Maggie Dawn, on The Maggie Dawn Show. You can find Harry on Blue Sky. Screw that thing that used to be called Twitter. His handle on Blue Sky is at Libra, L-I-B-R-A, Dunn, D-U-N-N, 1. Check him out. Check me out. I'm also on Blue Sky at Maggie Dawn Show. Harry, you hit on something that I'm going to ask you your last thoughts, and we're going to close out this segment. When I first got on the radio, my show was called Dawn of the Resistance, a little pun on my last name. What is your call to action to people now? I think you've been touching on it. Speak up, speak out, speak truth to power, talk to people. What message do you want to give to Wisconsinites as you leave these airwaves? What is your call to action?
Well, let's be clear. I'm new to this activism. Yes. I'm new to this.
You're doing just fine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm new to it. I was a police officer for almost 16 years. I had an opportunity. I had a responsibility to speak out against what happened to me, and it vaulted me to this where we are now. Don't wait until the election. Don't wait till election day. Don't wait till day after election to become outraged. Find out what your candidate stands for. Find out where you can vote, and find out why you're voting for against that person.
Thank you so much, former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with more in just a moment.